non de pouches, yes, sorry, I'm sorry, why is both?
Says that it goes in order like this. Number one is Zayas, an olive. Number two is Shemen. Zayas Shemen is one. Yeah, olive is number one. Number two is dates. Number three is grapes. Number four is figs. Number five is pomegranates. Yeah, that's the order that one should be making on. So, I mean, obviously, you've got once you made your boilerplate on olive, then you're finished. But we're talking about you haven't got olives, so the next one you go for is a date. If you've got no olives, no dates, the next one you go for is a grape. Yeah? And we said, who are if you haven't got it, even if you've got it in front of you, you don't like olives and dates. If you don't like it, it's also the same thing, yeah? You still don't have to have it. You're not going to have a food that you don't like. That's not what you're not going to do, so you can carry on.
Well, now, yes.
No, none of them. If you don't like olives, someone's got a whole platter, like we said yesterday, you've got a whole platter of fruit in front of you. Every fruit you can think of, you've got in front of you. So if you're asking for the ideal, the normal ideal is, if you want to eat all of those fruits, the first choice is an olive. If you don't like olives, you don't have to eat an olive, so you go for the next one, which is a date. If you don't like olives, you don't like dates, you go for a grape. If you don't like olives, you don't like dates, you don't like grapes, you go for the next one, not a pomegranate. That's how it goes, yeah? So you're not going to force yourself to eat something that you don't want. The next one was sholein, a complete item. So we said, if there's no shilas haminim, so you've got apples, pears, peaches, all these things, but you've got no shilas haminim, or you don't want any shilas haminim, the next item you go for is a sholim, a complete unit. And we said yesterday, a chiddush is even if it's man-made, okay, fruit's not relevant because fruit is from a kodesh baruch hu. So someone's got a whole apple, and he's got cut pears and cut oranges and cut peaches, he should make his boilerplate on the apple, and then he can take a knife and slice it if he doesn't want to put the whole apple in his mouth. Yeah, we said that as well yesterday. You don't have to. If you want to check for tiloim, we said pashtus, if it's going to be a big job to check for tiloim, you should probably open it up first, check it, and then we saw yesterday you should put it together if you can. But if you can't, then there's nothing you can do. Basically, you have to check for tiloim. So be very careful with tiloim. A lot of these things are infested, some of these food items. Well, let's know what one's doing. That was the next one. That was the halacha of sholim. And we said that sholim applies to everything. It's not only to fruits, actually. It's hu adin. Let's say someone's got a biscuit and a slice of cake. And a biscuit's a round circle. One should ideally make a bracha mezonos on the whole biscuit rather than on the slice of cake. Then we moved on to sholim. And we said choviv is the next one. What you like. And this was what we left off with. This is actually this case over here. Choviv, so my question is showing you, what do you look at as you like? Let's say, for example, someone's got an apple and a pear. They're both whole, so which one you got? No, there's no shilas haminim, so that can't be the deciding factor. Both of them are sholi, so what comes next? The next deciding factor is choviv, what you like. And it says, most Rishonim learn that you look at Choviv, what generally you like. Maybe now you fancy the pear more. But if during a year, most times, you have an apple and a pear, you go for the apple. So now also you should go for the apple. Okay? That was that. That is the Kaveya. That is the end of the story. One thing I didn't mention yesterday, which is interesting, and that is from Shulchan Aruch, it's quite clear. This is not just a joke, this, because this is very serious. If a person, for example, has in front of him a grape and an orange. So he has to make, let's take Mishnah Berurah's example. Mishnah Berurah actually is talking about an example of an estrog and a zayas. Someone's got some estrog jam, the same thing, it's also hates, it's made for that. Someone's got estrog in front of him and a zayas. What do you make a bracha, Rabbi Yisrael? Which one should you make your bracha on?
Zayas.
On a zayas. That's what you should do. Let's just find this inside here. Estrog and a zayas. He had a Zayas. Yeah, an Esther and a Zayas. Where's this Mishnah Berurah? Reishut Alav. Very, very interesting, actually, here. So, hey, you better sit down for this, somebody say. So he says that this halacha normally is ma'akev. That means if someone's got shivas haminim and another food item, and he was wrong, he made a bracha, let's say, on the other food item first, so you can eat that food item, but you have to make a new ha'etz on your shivas haminim. Even though it's in front of you. That's the lashon of the Ramah. Chazan, sorry, I had my dakul chachil abrim. Of our birch al hasheni, if someone was over, he made a broch on the second item, broch shavus, the same one. The eighth or last of the broch, v'ad shehir das v'kam kehodo. Unless you had explicit das on the grape as well. That means you got an orange, piece of orange, and a grape in front of you, and you should have made the braids on the grape, but you didn't. You made it on orange. So the Mishnah Berurah, it's a problem, unless you had in mind explicitly that I want to cover my grape as well. So you have to know what you're doing. So tomorrow, as or whatever, you have to know what you're doing. The Mishnah Berurah just mentions
it. What?
No, not enough in the plate. Finally, I don't think. I think it has to be mamish that you have in mind.
Yeah, so
unless maybe that's called having a mind. If mamish in front of you.
If you make on a grape, you don't have to have a mind.
No, if you have in mind on a grape, then everything's in front of you is automatically included. Yeah? I must just tell you one thing. Mishnah Berurah adds one little sniff, and he says, it's not so posh what I'm telling you. Because what have you got over here? You've got an orange and a grape. So you shouldn't make ha'etz on the grape. You didn't. He made ha'etz on the orange. So the Mishnah Berurah, really, strictly speaking, according to halacha, he should have to make a new ha'etz on the grape. But the Rambam holds that choviv overrides everything. Not like we said. The Rambam holds that what you like best comes first. So if you like the orange best, but now you've got to stop it, block what to do. So the Mishnah Berurah, you can't make a block. It's wrong. You should not do that. All right, end of the story until that's what we're up to. Now, let's move on to today. Also, very interesting, actually.
Estrogen, just crossly, what problem
do
you have
with estrogen? You can't eat in those. Estrogen, the jam, you can't eat the estrogen itself. The estrogen itself is probably shakra.
The jam?
If you eat the estrogen by itself, it's probably shakra.
The jam is not shakra, the jam is
estrogen. Jam is positive, yeah. That's what it's made for. It's made for the jam.
Estrogen jam, yeah.
It's what it's made for. It's only for that. You can't have anything else like that. It's like cooking apples. You can't have anything else less than cooking apples. It's only made for. It's made for that. It's not healthy, Mori. It's not edible.
No, it's an eggs on the estrogen jam.
On the estrogen jam.
You make the eggs. Interesting.
I think so. I would have thought so.
Apricot jam, you also make eggs.
No, because apricots, the main thing is apricot. The jam is a toffle to the thing, it's like an inferior.
An
estrogen, there's nothing else to make besides the estrogen jam. That's what it's made for. Now, this is very interesting, Robert. I must tell you, I have to sit down for this. There are a lot of interesting points over here. Shech Yonu. Chazal and Masakan. That when a person has a new fruit, he has to make, he makes a simcha to a person, wasn't happy. And Chazal and Mashad, this simcha is enough to make a brocha on. So Chazal and Masakan, that you make a brocha, Birchas Shechion. It means even though the person, I don't really care, I'm quite happy to eat the fruit, I don't feel such a simcha. But Chazal says, subconsciously, there's a feeling of simcha, and therefore, that is what we Masakan a brocha on, and therefore, you make Shechionu when you eat a new fruit. That is the thing. Now, I must tell you the truth, that this Chazal were talking about fruits that you don't generally get the whole year round. That means you're talking about seasonal fruits, twice a year maximum, in the coming season. Since the season and it stops, there's another season. Anything more than that, it's three times a year, or anything more than twice a year, Chazal said, since you can get it so regularly, the simcha is not so much. This is a big issue nowadays with fruits. I mean, many years, I remember asked one of the shopkeepers here, the greengrocers, who doesn't work anymore, I asked him many years ago, he said to me, most of these fruits you can get a whole year out. It's very hard. There are certain things I've seen. I remember what he told me about four or five things. One of them was cherries, actually. He said, cherries, actually, you can't get the whole year out. It could be the habit, you might be to get it, but it has to be what's in a normal shop, what a normal person can get to, that is where you make Shechion on. So I'm saying it's the most of our fruits that we have nowadays are actually not going to be Shechion, because you can get them more or less the whole year round. I'm just looking at in the Sforim, you can see that the old Sforim, not old, so old, but they were talking about melons, watermelons, they make Shechion on those. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you can get this much the whole year round, come on, it's the whole year round you can get this. So, it's today's world that we live.
If you have cherries in a jar.
No, it's different. Fresh cherries are different to an old cherries. So, make sure you're on that. Yeah, something. I don't know how it works now with cherries. He told me this a few years ago. I don't know how it works now with cherries. I must say, I haven't seen cherries. I don't see cherries so often in the shop. Anyone has cherries here? I don't know. I don't think cherries is such a common thing I should get the whole year round. I think it's quite a good example.
Can order anything for all over the
world. That's not when you can order from a shop like Harrods or an extra exquisite shop or something like that. That's not what Chazal were talking about. Chazal were talking about what you can get normally. I must say, these fruits that you get, I don't know if I'm right what I'm saying, but some of these fruits, much like star fruit, the mice, it's much bitter, it's not edible. I don't think you can make a shakyon with this fruit. It has to be that it's a fruit that a person is happy to eat. if the fruit is inedible, it's too sour, whatever it is, then a person can't make a brach on it. It's very nice that it's been imported for Tu B'Shvat. First, I can't believe they're imported just for Tu B'Shvat. I can't believe these shops are just selling it just for Tu B'Shvat. There must be the Holy Iran get these, a lot of these fruits.
And your friends?
Sorry?
What about if I'm in the house with my friend?
We'll make one brach of everyone, Moshe. One brach of everyone. So that is the halacha of Shechianu. So I'll say Shechianu nowadays is not so bad. I said, my shots might say this fruit is Shechianu. So let's talk about the fruit as Shechianu. Let's say there's a Shechianu fruit. And the shaila is, what do you do now? So you've got Shechianu fruit. So first of all, a Shechianu fruit has got no kadima. There's just because, let's say you've got, I don't know what it is, you've got a fruit which is Shechianu, that does not override an olive, any of the Shiva Saminim. So you have to make a Shiva Saminim first. Shechianu does not override the din that we said is choshuv, sholim, and choviv. Once you've made your bracha, let's say you've got nothing else, but only shechianu on your fruits, then, maybe it's choviv, but I'm saying then, they have to make a shechianu on a fruit. Now, when do you make the shechianu? Do you say, first of all, shechianu, and then boi pri ha'etz? Or do you say boi pri ha'etz and shechianu? What's the shaila? The shaila is that shechianu l'chor is a hefzik. Really, when you make a boi pri ha'etz on a fruit, you should be eating the fruit straight away. So is it right to make a boi pri ha'etz, then shechianu, and then eat the fruit? Or is it better to make shechianu first, make boi pri ha'etz, and then eat the fruit?
Why is shechianu not hefzik by kiddush or by lulav?
Well, bichsam is different, actually. Bichsam might be different. But we're talking about bichsam then. Bichsam then you should eat the fruit straight away, really. By where? That's kiddish. Okay, that's also interesting. Yeah, you're right.
Why don't you make shakir just before you're about to eat?
It's a hefzik. I'm saying there might be a gap. You may bar the shakir melech on a very pure eight.
You make the shakir when you pick up your staff.
Before you make the bar pure eight.
No, you make the bar pure eight on your date.
Yeah, that is no problem. I'm talking about, let's say someone's only got shechianu fruits in front of him. So he's got to make shechianu and boi pri'etz. Someone's got no olives. He's got no olives. He's only got shechianu fruits.
What should you make first?
So what do you do first?
Why do you adopt the other principles? What you like better, or shalim?
But you see, you haven't got that. You've got none of these criteria. That's what I said. You've got none of these criteria here. You've got no choshuv, you've got no sholem, you've got no choviv. You've got a shechianu fruit. Let's take about, let's say it's the middle of the year, forget about Tu B'Shvat. Middle of the year, he's got a shechianu fruit, he wants to make boi pri ha'etz. Yeah? So now, the question is, what do you do first? Do you make boi pri ha'etz first, or do you make shechianu first? So Mishnah Berurah actually is quite machmir here. Mishnah Berurah in Reish Chaf Hei, Sifkot New Adam, says that if you ask me, Mishnah Berurah, it's better to make shechianu first.
Why?
Make shechianu first, then boi pri ha'etz, so as not to have a gap in between your boi pri ha'etz and your eating. Here's Mishnah Berurah in Reish Chaf Hei, Sifkot New Adam. Then it's right to make the bracha afterwards. The Maisa Minig Oilim is not like this. Our Minig generally is not like this. Our Minig is to make very great. So Mishnah Berurah actually suggests this. Mishnah Berurah himself says, Hu Adin, listen to this Mishnah Berurah because you're going to see in a minute, interesting deal. The Mishnah Berurah says, Hu Adin, in Toyim Ma'at, the person makes a bracha, boi pri ha'etz, he tastes a bit, v'achakach mevorach shechianu. Actually, the gum's there too, maybe that's also good. So he suggests maybe what you're suggesting, Chaim, yeah? But I say, our minig's not like that. Our minig generally is to make boi pri ha'etz, and then shechianu. That's what you do.
Then eat it.
And then eat it, yeah? So we're not worried about this hefzik, obviously. We don't worry about this hefzik. And we say that the ma'aseh, it's the tzorich of what you call it. Because when we start the ma'aseh, it's the tzorich of the achilus, and maybe it's not really causing for hefzik, because you need it in order to eat it, you have to make shechianu. Maybe that's okay. It's like, he says, maybe it's like pass the salt. Someone made habonish lechem and aretz. And then he says, can you pass me the salt? I need the salt. That's not after habonish lechem and aretz, before he's eaten the bread. That's not called a hefzik, that's a necessity. In order to be able to dip the bread in the salt, which you should do, you need to do that, so maybe that's okay. That's what he wants to suggest, yeah? So Mishnah Berurah says himself, you should make shechianu first, but the Ma'aseh Minig is not like that. That's what we do. The question is now, let's ask a question. Why did someone forgot to make shechianu? Because the person started eating the fruit. He started eating his fruit, his new fruit, Moshi. Made boi pri ha'etz, nice and good, everything good. He starts eating, and then someone comes up and says, Moshi, he said, you know, that's a new fruit, you have to make shechianu. How long has he got to make shechion on a food?
Half an hour.
Ah, oh, well, there's a time period. So I must say, it's not so simple, this, actually. Yeah, he brings different shitters over here, that's what you'll find here. So it's a brocha. How long you got? You may be surprised. Not very long, actually. Okay, I think it's Peret Yudches. You're saying as long as it's in front of you.
Yeah, it makes sense. You can still make shechion. It's when you haven't got anything, nothing wrong.
So here it says over here that the rush of the achrayim is.
Surely it's got to do with the pleasure that you get. I know.
You say, how to work out? How does it last for?
So that's, it sounds like a bit personal. I've had one bite. You know, I'm still enjoying this.
Are you still enjoying it after one bite? That's very hard to know. I think what he says over here. Here, as long as the first eating is continued, you're allowed to make a bracha still. But once it's finished, you can't. So he's bringing a shayla here. What's called achilu v'shena? So he's bringing from the Be'er Heiti. The Be'er Heiti says, calls the man, you're busy eating that thing, and you haven't made an interruption that necessitates a new bracha v'shena. That's all called achilu v'shena. So maybe chiddush, that could be hours. That could be a very long time. That's one shitter that he brings from someone else. That's not so simple, that. The Prima Gona is mashma only if you eat a little bit, less than the kazayas. If you realize before you eat the kazayas of that food, you can still make shech yod. But once you've had a kazayas, you can't. And then, he says, another one, also another time, as long as you're being oisik in that achil, it's very hard to know. So you haven't got long. So it's best to make shechionu straight away. That's the truth. It's best to make a shechionu as soon as possible. That's called achilu v'shoina. Again, if someone's got in front of me a few fruits, which need shechionu, someone just asked me this actually, it's a very interesting thing actually. So someone's got a few fruits of shechionu, should only make one shechionu. That one shechionu should patter all the fruits.
Yeah, but if you missed on the first one, you should take the next.
Yeah. Oh, you could take another one, yeah. If you missed on the first one, yeah. By the way, just I was checking before here, cranberry, passion fruit, and papaya are our doma.
What?
Yeah, interesting. Passion fruit is a passion fruit. Yeah, I must tell you, the passion fruit is because of Dine Kraus, it's our eights. But the Vazosha Brocha writes that passion fruit is our doma. Must be a very interesting thing, actually, that people don't realize. It's nothing wrong, I'm just saying, it's the wrong brocha, he's saying. Yeah, Dan Krause in Makoya Brocha, he writes it's hot eight. I didn't ask him, but in my sense, what he writes, and Brocha writes.
He writes all three
hot
eights.
No, just a passion fruit. Cranberry is our hardoma, papaya is hardoma, and passion fruit, the Brocha writes all three. A coconut, that's very interesting, a coconut is hot eight. If you're having the juice straight away, then there's no brocha on the juice. There's a topple to the coconut. And what do you call it? You have it without a brocha. If, however, you're having coconut juice by itself, then you make shakal. It's like a different thing. It's not a main part of the fruit, and you make
shakal.
If you have it within that eating,
even before the fruit,
that's a shag. It's toffled. Every toffle should be eaten after you've had the ikar. Shechion on vegetables, also interesting. The minute is not to make, but if you have a fruit, the washing day, something about melon, let's say, watermelon, we haven't got this nowadays, but they say maybe you could make. I must tell you this chiddush. Let's say someone, I don't know how everyone does it. I mean, I know by us, we have the Tu B'Shvat party not in the middle of a bread meal. Anyone have it in the middle of a bread meal, Tu B'Shvat party?
No.
Shabbos. No? Shabbos, maybe, yeah. He says a very interesting horror. If someone's in the middle of a bread meal, and he has a fruit party. He has a fruit party. What does he make his eights hot eights on, Robert Sain? He's got all the sort and everything.
I have the shears the mini you mean? But the hurt of
Hamoiti. Why, no. He did that. No, he's had Hamoiti. He makes Hamoiti. And now he brings his fruit plat in of all different sorts of fruits.
Including Shivas Aminim.
Including Shivas Aminim.
So make it on the olive or
Shivas Aminim. He's exactly Tucker right. He says that he doesn't think you make hot eights on the olive. Because an olive is an accompaniment to bread. So when you make hamoitzi, the bread hamoitzi will cut you an olive. Because a lot of people eat olives with bread. And therefore, it's a chiddush actually, therefore there's no hot eights on the olive. So in that case there, you have to go on to the next one, on to dates. like a chiddush, I remember for a chiddush actually, yeah? These olives, you could eat, I don't eat olives with bread, it looks like some people eat olives with bread, looks like from Mishnah Berurah, that, huh? What? Right, so that, so therefore, since olives are eaten with bread, and have moisture with patchy, you shouldn't make eights on what you call it, you should not make eights on that. That's eating a bread meal. On eating the esrog, let's say someone's eating an esrog, do you make shechion on the esrog?
On the jelly.
On the jam,
yeah.
What?
Yes.
So that's interesting, actually. Quite a spot, I would have thought you do, but sure. If I said possibly so you don't, for a number of reasons. One is you may shechion on the esrog when you are ready on Sukkot. So you may shechion already on the esrog.
That was on the mitzvah. A mitzvah,
but the shechion works for everything, it looks like. That's number one. Number two is the esrog remains on the tree for a number of years. It doesn't come off straight away. So it's not nischadish every year. And number three is also very interesting. Is esrog, what?
You did it on that year.
That year's crop. And the third one is very interesting. Is that you can't tell. The whole shechionu is a fresh fruit, something which is a new season. Esrog jams, no chilek between this year's and last year's. And therefore, the apostle said there's no shechionu on esrog jams.
All right, basically, stop there.